Good morning, everybody. I'm on my way into work. Quick tip. If you need some fire under your behind about your life and creating what it is that you want to create, take a time-lapse video of yourself at your job all day. That's called realities, baby. Do it. See ya. When we go to work every day, for those of us that go to work every day, and for those of us that own companies and work for ourselves and still go to work every day, we can see through a time-lapse video whether or not if the rhythms of our day, as we watch ourselves, are fulfilling us anymore. Or if we feel like we're just passing time, if you feel empty when you watch yourself, or do you feel inspired like when you watch somebody else who's doing something that they really want to do? And so the kinetic energy, the sparkle, the glitter, the excitement pops off the screen as you watch them. That is something to take into account. And to really look at if you feel like you want to do something big with your life, but you are holding yourself back and you don't know what to do. There's so much out here. We are on the leading edge of being able to create whatever kind of life it is that we want. A quick glimpse into who we are during our daily life will give us the impetus to push forward and make other things happen for ourselves, to step into the whirlpool of our dreams and go with the flow. Make it happen, but not making it happen through brute force, but by really living according to your passion and your pulse and your frequency that's on such high. When you are doing what you love and really want to do, we are at the point in time in history where the expansion is happening so fast, there are virtually no limits to what we can do as far as being able to sustain ourselves as beings on this planet. I'll be back with more. Hey, everybody. So if we are not living our passion, what are we doing? I don't know. When I was younger and getting to like this, the sum total of everything being this point right here, getting to this point right here, which is amazing. And at the same time, still another type of equal distance from the same point of stress that everybody got. If you're doing it all and you realize you're doing so much to make sure that everything is happening in your life and what you're actually doing does not feed you, or you don't really feel like you are not necessarily, you don't even necessarily have to be living your passion, but you're not doing something that really makes you happy inside, you begin to really question the choices that you have made. Not the ones that obviously got you your successes, but the one that have you at this point of, where am I headed to next? And how do I choose that path that takes me to where I want to be? Now, we all have heard of vision boards. I mentioned the Your Mind, Your Life Challenge, which actively uses vision boards when I set out the entire instruction of the entire process. here at Deal on the Run, I really honestly put out the message that what you put into your mind is what your life will give you. And so when your mind is in the process of really saying, hello, 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 what are you doing with your life? Are you listening? Are we listening? Am I listening? That's the true question. There's so many ways right now to expand ourselves and allow ourselves to be who we are, you know, to truthfully go out into the world and carve out a niche for ourselves that can allow us to truly express ourselves in a way that makes us happy. And the thing about it that I found is that chasing the money is not the way, right? I've spent years chasing the money. Got the money, you know what I mean? When I say, you know, different goals and stuff like that that I've set for myself over the years. And it's awesome. But in the end, there's still more to do. There's still more to do. And when I say there's still more to do, there's still more in me that needs to come out other than just achieving that actual goal. You know, there are more things that I want to do. And when I'm standing and I'm looking at myself from the outside in, and I'm telling you that Hyperlapse video is a big thing, my people. When I'm standing, looking at myself, and thinking about what I'm experiencing, is it time for another choice? And I know it's not for everyone to quit jobs and go out into the world and make it happen, especially not now, honey. Okay? That's just not what everyone wants to do. However, it does beg that we begin to really put the fire into whatever it is that we are doing when we leave those jobs that give our lives the spark back priority. I love the message of Gary Vee, but sometimes it becomes a little redundant, right, for me. But at the same token, he makes an awesome point. You don't have time to go home and sit, at least I don't, not anymore, at night, right? And I haven't been doing that, but I think pushing at it from a different point of view wore me out because I was going home, I would say, a better part of last year, of 2018, really working at things, and then just got really worn down and said, it's time to slow down. Regroup and figure it out. And something as simple as a time-lapse video. Serious. I just looked and said, that's not what I envisioned my life to be. Oh, it is time to change. It is time to really put that work in. So, this is me here putting in the work. I have other platforms that I work on. Anchor is the newest one. I really love this because it's just so simple. I can come here, press a button, and get on. And I know that kind of sounds like, are you setting us up for another ad? But I'm really not. I'm telling you. Because I love YouTube. I love that entire community. But sometimes I just don't feel like the entire preparing myself in that way as far as being presentable to the public. Because I have a lot of footage, but I look and I go, I don't think that that's really appropriate to show right now because I didn't even try. Whereas here, I really do try with my thoughts. I really do try with what I'm giving to the world, and I want to give a lot to the world, and I think that this is the platform that works for me. It worked for me elsewhere in a very similar format, but it just wasn't as user-friendly as this is. So pushing forward, coming here and talking about different topics, I say we do it with the gusto because Deal on the Run, truthfully, is about the community and the different things that we need to do here to push forward the lives that we really want to live and to find out what's going on in different areas. And when I say the community, it's actually a pretty broad idea. But think of it as something more, grassroots, on the ground, wanting to know what's really happening among those of us who are down here working every day, you know what I mean, 9 to 5, and really want to do something with our lives, like push forward at a goal, make something amazing happen, because it takes getting off that merry-go-round, so to speak, to step away from that for a minute and to allow yourself to really let all that energy go and just come off of you, and then sit there with yourself and say, is this really, is this the life I'm living? I think the time-lapse video is a very obvious way to show it. However, you can feel it in your daily life. And for some people, that answer is dead up. It's a yes. Because the things that they have really worked hard to make sure that they are doing what they want to do right now, the things that they've done in the past, line them up to be where they are right now. But for quite a few of us, it's been hit or miss. It's been, I keep trying, but maybe not trying as hard as possible. Maybe not going all out. You know what I mean? Maybe not giving it that entire gusto. And I know that as we get older, we live in a world where they make you feel like you are chewed up and spit out once you get past a certain age. And the age is changing. I think with my generation, it's always being pushed back a little, but with time on your back like that, you eventually either succumb and go, well, it's just too late, or you succumb and go, I'm too tired. I don't really have the energy to put into that, or I've lived the life I was supposed to live. But there are quite a few of us out here that are going, I'm not tired, and there is more to be done. There is more to achieve. There is a life. There is a passion. There is a spark. There is something in my soul that says, it ain't over yet now, sweetie. It ain't over yet. Get up and get it done. That is the message tonight for the community. Get up and get it done. It's not over. Your dream is still out there. Go make it happen. That's what I'm doing. I've been doing it for so long. It is something I do naturally. But now I want to put an extra pipeline into it that's really flowing fast. Because it's a requirement now. Too much expansion happening at this time to say it's over. It is not over. So that is the message tonight from Dill on the Run. Get up and get it done, because it is not over. This is Amira Pettis from Dill on the Run. I'm signing off. Expand. Peace.